Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. You've been warned. Now much of the nation is bracing for the impact of a dire winter storm. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Severe weather is about to hit much of the United States. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says heavy snow is expected to cover the southern Rockies and plains through the mid-Atlantic and into the northeast.
We're looking at widespread snowfall totals of 6 inches to upwards of a foot or more in some places.
And for parts of the southern U.S., ice.
We're looking at ice accumulations that will likely exceed a quarter inch in many areas, up to perhaps even 1 inch.
Forecasters say the damage from this storm, especially areas pounded by ice, could rival a hurricane. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump's announced framework for a plan to control Greenland is being hailed by a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill, Texas Congressman Keith Self addressed the Greenland issue with host Tony Perkins.
Is this going to be a part of the missile defense system there in Greenland?
Undoubtedly, because that's the northern route, the Arctic route that the missiles will come. So you're going to have an expansive rope. Because we say it's based on Iron Dome, but Iron Dome is a very short-range missile that Israel developed with us. Golden Dome is going to have to be much higher, much longer range, with a much wider reach. So that's why Greenland is so important.
Congressman Self's complete interview will air when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 285 points, the Nasdaq rose 65, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News. A U.S. ambassador defends Zionism. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Leaders of the Catholic, Orthodox, and other traditional churches in Israel are condemning what they call Christian Zionism, saying it threatens church unity. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee has responded with a social media post saying, quote, "A Zionist simply accepts that the Jewish people have a right to live in their ancient, indigenous, and biblical homeland. It's hard for me to understand why every Christian would not be a Zionist." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Jewish cemetery in Libya has been flattened to make way for construction. The graveyard was located in the eastern city of Derna and is just one of many being wiped out by Libyan authorities. In fact, no Jewish people are known to live in Libya anymore. The last of them left in 2003. Jews had a long history in that country dating back more than 2,000 years. This is SRN News. A major change in Virginia for some students.
Virginia's new attorney general reversing his predecessor's stance on in-state tuition for immigrants who are in the country illegally. Jay Jones filing a motion to withdraw from an agreement with the Justice Department that sought to invalidate the Virginia Dream Act of 2020. It provided in-state tuition to students meeting high school attendance requirements regardless of immigration status. Well, the Justice Department challenged the law, claiming it discriminates against out-of-state U.S. citizens. Jason Walker reporting.
A massive pipe rupture has sent sewage spilling into the Potomac River. That spill is turning part of the river gray upriver of Washington, D.C. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.